From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. We're into August already, which means it's annual general meeting time for the club. This will be held on Saturday, August 22 at 10 a.m. This month's business meeting is once again on the same day as the AGM. A reminder that annual dues need to be up to date in order to vote at the annual general meeting. Looking back at July's business meeting, it was noted in the Wison report that the Lake Manchester event has been cancelled by the organisers. The next Wison event will be the Mount Glorious Trail on November 8. There was plenty to talk about in general business, so members are urged to check their emails for the minutes. The next contest is the Remembrance Day contest on August 15. At July's meeting, Di, VK4DI, explained it was a good opportunity for all clubs to engage in the social activity and to play radio. The club now has a new online dashboard, providing one central location for viewing the status of our digitally linked repeaters. The dashboard includes access to information for the club's DMR, P25, D-Star, YSF and newer All-Star link repeaters. Meanwhile, Greg, VK4GJW, has started yet another foundation course with six candidates in what is turning out to be a busy year of training for the club's training officer. And two new members were welcomed last month, Matilda Walker and Craig Burnett. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hi from the Darling Downs Radio Club for the week beginning Sunday the 9th of August, and lots of stuff happening this week. I'm John, VK4JPM Club Secretary. The AGM was wonderful. We easily made quorum. We had lots of people attending remotely. Good on you. The important motions were carried unanimously after vigorous discussion, and our new rules are on the website for you to check, and all the reporting has been submitted to Fair Trading. So now we wait for a bit. Tomorrow night, Monday the 10th, is the club's monthly meeting, and lots of stuff happening. Firstly, we're encouraging a bit more social stuff, so come along for the natter, and we'll be providing tea, coffee and Tim Tams, maybe a bit more. We had cheese and bickies at the AGM, that went pretty well. The meeting detail is on the website right now at ddrci.org.au, but here's a taste of what we're doing. With the updated repeater and controller now in service, come and see some of the backup hardware and learn firsthand what it takes to make a repeater work. There will be a bit of experimenting and guidance for IRLP and Echolink so that you can see how that works. If you've got something interesting, old or new, bring it along for show and tell. And there will be a further update on how we're doing with the Clubhouse project. And we have a massive amount of gear for sale on site, and it's a good chance to come and peruse before the good stuff goes. Well, it's all good stuff, but that item you really want, the reverse threaded low impedance high current medium voltage 12-pin ZFET, might be snaffled up by the time you get back, so don't say we didn't warn you. It's tomorrow night at 18A Memory Street in Harristown. All the details are on the website. The WIA has very generously offered a $50 subsidy for club members to join the WIA or renew your subscription. If you're under the pump financially or maybe retired and on a tight budget, please drop us a line to take advantage of the offer. Don't be bashful. Your WIA membership allows the club to get a good rate on insurance, which is massively important to everybody. Application for the deal is through the club, not to the WIA directly. If you'd like to follow up, send a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au. And speaking of membership, if you haven't renewed your club membership, now would be a good time. The AGM kept the rates at the same level for the coming year, so we're still one of the best value clubs in Australia. Go to the website and click the big red Join Renew button to make things happen. By the time you hear this, there will have been an update mail out to members. The mail out list is managed manually, so if you didn't receive an email, please send a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au and ask to be put on the list. And if you want to get off the list, it's the same process. Drop the email. The ham challenge for week 33 is to build a radio accessory. Well, why not build something useful for your shack? Could be an attenuator, dummy load, RF choke, ballon, audio interface, or even the remote control foot pedal to force transmit for contesting. We probably have the parts you want in our disposals area. We're putting more news on the website at ddrci.org.au and starting to do some feature articles. This week, look for a piece by Warren, VK4FJ, describing how he re-chromed a Morse key. ddrci.org.au, where you'll also find a replay and text version of this report, past club bulletins, a list of everything that's coming up, and the big red join button. The club VK4RDDNet follows the morning edition of Q News at 10 o'clock. Jump in and say hi. If you can reach the repeater from anywhere, you're welcome to join. I'm John, VK4JPM for the Darling Downs Radio Club. Until next week, thanks for listening.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz. At 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Experimenters Weekend at the Woodford Showgrounds, Kids Fox Hunt at the Redcliffe Clubhouse, Sunfest. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC, Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Experimenters Fun Weekend is booked in for the first weekend of October, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October the 2nd, 3rd and 4th. You don't have to stay overnight. If you prefer, come up for a day visit. Go and see our pamphlet on our website. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more info. The Kids Fox Hunt will be on Saturday, the 10th of October. It will be at the Redcliffe Clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Klingner Road, Kippering in Redcliffe. It will go from 10 a.m. to noon and will include a sausage sizzle. The Sunshine Coast Club will have their Sunfest on Saturday the 19th of September, starting at 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be at the Beerhua Library in Peachester Road, Beerhua, same place they had it last year. Go to Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Sierra.org for further information. I'd like to remind Redcliffe Club members that other amateurs support our Redfest and car boot sale when we have one. We should support them. Wear your club shirt and make sure you say hello. That's it for now. 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club. VK4RC.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.